Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode. BetterHelp is the world's largest therapy service, and it's 100% online, so you can access it from anywhere in the world. With BetterHelp, you can tap into a network of over 30,000 licensed and experienced therapists who can help you with a wide range of issues. To get started, you just answer a few questions about your needs and preferences in therapy. That way, BetterHelp can match you with the right therapist from their network. Then you can talk to your therapist however you feel comfortable, whenever it's convenient for you. If your therapist isn't the right fit for any reason, you can switch to a new therapist with no additional cost. With BetterHelp, you get the same professionalism and quality you expect from in-office therapy, but with a therapist who is custom picked for you, more scheduling flexibility, and at a more affordable price. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/howtosurvivesociety. That's betterhelp.com/howtosurvivesociety. Hello, survivors. This is your girl, Abby Ayola Williams, and you're now listening to How to Survive Society. How to Survive Society is a weekly podcast that features survivors. These are people that have been through the ringers in life. They've been through hell and back, but they choose to stay positive. They choose to win. They choose to thrive, and they choose to survive. So let's get right into it. Hello, survivors. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of How to Survive Society. Today, I have a very special guest. Her name is Aminata Ba, and she is a self-confident, self-esteem coach. She helps young girls build up their self-esteem, and she has an organization that deals with that. So we're going to talk more about self-esteem, self-confidence, mental health, and things like that. So Aminata, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you said you were born in Canada to Guinean parents, is that correct?
Exactly. I was born in Montreal and raised in Toronto from Guinean parents.
Oh, perfect. So how was your childhood growing up in Canada? I'm guessing your parents were new immigrants, like first generation immigrants. That's what I'm guessing.
Exactly. My parents, they both actually met here in Canada. They came here at their, I think, late 20s, early 30s. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They met here. And then my childhood, I would say there was a lot of ups and downs. Okay. My parents, they were not always getting along. They were not like together all the time. My dad was like working in other cities, coming to visit us from time to time. It's not like I was missing out, like not getting like essential needs, like living needs, like clothing and food from them. It's just that I did not have enough emotional support from them. Like it was so hard to express your feelings to my parents because of, you know, the African mentality is a little different than the Canadian mentality. So they still had that in them. So I totally understood them. But my childhood was not easy on that side. And they were not very supportive, like in my like extracurricular activities that I had. Like, for example, I was interested in doing gymnastics, modeling, and they were not really okay with that. So I had to wait until I was 18 years old, where I did not need no parental consent to join those activities. Yeah.
I can relate with that. I think it's mostly African parents that do that because they don't know how to be a Canadian parent like that, you know, because they're new to the country. So they're still in surviving mode, you know, so that's why it's tough. Because I can also remember when I was younger, I was playing soccer and stuff. But then it would be a mother from a team member of mine that would come and get me for practice, for games and stuff like that, because my parents couldn't do it, right? So because they had to work and provide for us. So I think you just have to give them a little bit of grace because they don't know how to parent in this part of the world.
So now it's up to us as the second generation immigrants or whatever to learn from our parents and do and don't do the things that they did that was wrong, you know? So it's up to us to be better. And yeah, I can totally get that. It's the kind of African mentality thing. Like if you're not a doctor, lawyer, engineer, teacher, or pharmacist, whatever, like you don't exist. So I understand that. So you said when you were a young girl, you didn't have much confidence in yourself. What was the reason for that?
So like I mentioned about the African mentality, I was, for example, like in school, I was not like a straight A student all the time. And if I would say my sister, my older sister, she was mostly like getting good grades at school. And my parents were more like, was always comparing me to her, how I should be like her. And then it was affecting my confidence when I was being compared to my sister, because I felt like low, right? And so when you're young, you don't totally understand. You feel that, and then you start blaming yourself. You say, maybe it's me, like I should change and all of that. And always comparing you to another person, it makes you feel down, but they think they're actually helping you. So I've been through a lot of that when I was like a child growing up into my teens and early 20s. It affected me in my family, but also in school, also with other family members, and also between friends. So I've been through those things in other environments as well, not just in the family.
So what does your sister do now?
My sister, she currently works as a healthcare professional, as a therapy, respiratory therapist. So she has a very good job and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm also a healthcare professional. I just currently took a PSW course 2 years ago, and I'm currently working as a healthcare professional, but I also do other things. Like you mentioned, I lead a nonprofit organization. I also do a lot of things in the community. I volunteer. I really love helping out. I have done beauty pageants, and the beauty pageants, I was not supported also in that. With my family, it was not easy. Like my first one that I joined, I was 18 years old, and my parents discouraged me. They're like, no, you can't do this. Just forget about this. It's a waste of time. It's not going to bring you anywhere. People will make fun of you. You're not even that tall. They were always comparing me. They were telling me, oh, your sister, she would win, but I don't think you will. You're too shy. Are you sure you can do this? Because I really had an introverted personality. But I was always ambitious. I was always looking like to a bright future to succeed. That was in my mind all the time. Yeah.
Wow. So how does that like hearing all those things, being compared to your sister, being compared to other people, like how does that make you feel? And how did you even build up your confidence, especially the fact that you're always hearing something negative every time from your parents about who you are as a person? So how did you, what steps did you take to start building up your confidence and your self-esteem?
So yeah, like it was not easy. So what I did is first I started reading books about confidence, like therapist books, psychologic books. I started looking at YouTube videos on how to build confidence. And then, I've also researched that beauty pageants helped many girls build up confidence. So that's why I decided to go into pageants. And it really actually did help me boost up my confidence, actually. Even if you do not win, you still gain something out of it.
Yeah, you're right about that. My first daughter, she did a pageant last summer. And before then, she was so shy. She was always like self-conscious. She had friends, but then her friends would be mean to her, talk about her, you know, like different things like that. But when she did the Miss Teen Africa Canada pageant, the like grade nine, she's in grade nine now, and she's like, she's so confident and more like outgoing. And now she goes out with friends and, you know, do social stuff and just, you know, feeling herself. So you're right about that, about pageants helping young girls build up their self-esteem, because it helps them, even if they don't win, like you said, because she didn't win that title, but the confidence that she gained from it was like, you can't buy that anywhere. So yes, I would encourage more young girls to definitely go into pageants and just fill it out, do it. Even if you don't win, it doesn't matter, but at least it's an experience that you can go back to your school and say, at least I experienced this. And just, you know, it does build up your confidence. So yes, thanks for that. So let's see. Are you looking to write a book or about self-esteem? And talk more about your organization. Like, what age groups do you help? How do you help them? How can people reach out if they want their young girls to be helped by organization and stuff like that?
Yeah, so my organization is named the Ultimate Confidence Bootcamp. So it is a nonprofit organization, and it's for girls ages 11 to 19 years old, so teen girls. The reason why I said teens, because at my teens, that's where my confidence was very affected as a teen girl, you see. So that's why. And then I've seen a lot of stories, teen girls going through a lot of things. So not just my experience. So they probably experienced other situations and which affected their confidence. So I believe teens are it's the right timing for confidence building. So that's why I chose 11 to 19. And I know I said it's only girls, but I'm planning to change things for this year to make it open to everyone. Anyone 11 to 19, could be males or anyone, any gender.
Yeah, that's pretty good, because boys also do need that confidence, you know, because just in case they don't have a father or uncles or cousins to look up to, male figure, at least they can be in your boot camp and build that confidence. So that's really, really, really good what you're doing. Bravo, bravo.
That's it.
Definitely. So let's say there's a teen girl out there right now that, you know, is going through, you know, worse things, like they don't have confidence in themselves, there's no self-esteem, they don't know how to make friends, you know, like they're just not very social, not because they don't want to be, but because people around them are not creating that environment for them to be social. So what advice would you give that girl out there that is lacking self-confidence and self-esteem?
So I would like come up to her. I would understand her, because I've been through that, right? I've been that type of person and I know how she feels. So I'm going to tell her, you know, are you comfortable being the way you are? That's what I'm going to ask her, because confidence is, you know, knowing who you are, being comfortable the way you are. It's not about pleasing other people or like caring what other people think, or you see. So I'm like, are you comfortable being the way you are, or are you just afraid of what people might think of you? So I would start asking her question and giving her advices that, you know, that all that matters is you. No one else is in your shoes. They don't know everything about you. They don't know what you've been through. So you just have to care for yourself and make sure you do things because you want it.
Thank you. That's a great advice. So is there anything you would like to discuss about your business? What would you like to promote at this point?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I am working on a book. It is a guidebook on confidence tips and advices. So that's part of the organization. That's a book that I am working on right now. I'm also working on a podcast called Emotional Abuse Matters. So that's a podcast of what I've been through, my experiences of how I said I was not emotionally supported in the family, but also elsewhere, like with friends and other family members in the workplace and, you know, relationships and all of that. So it's all grouped as part of my organization, the Ultimate Confidence Bootcamp.
That's amazing. So how is your relationship with your family now? Like, are they still not as supportive of your career, or they are trying to be more supportive? Like, how's the relationship now?
The relationship is okay. I would say it's not like bad. It's not like, oh, I'm not talking to my parents. No, we still have good relations. They're still not 100% supportive of everything that I do. They prefer like me to be focused on my career or maybe have a higher diploma, like university degree, because I only stopped at college, like a college certificate. They prefer that I had higher studies and only focus on a career. But they're okay because they know that I'm not in doing anything bad, that I'm just working and doing my things, you know. So they trust their daughter. They know that they've raised her very well. Mm-hmm. So they're not worried about that side. And they're still not supportive, like, of my podcast that I'm doing. They heard about, like, you know, what I've been through, because I didn't mention what I've been through with my family. And that's something they're like, what we have done to you? What is this? I was like, I'm just talking about my experience. I'm just trying to tell people what I've been through and give advices to people that have also been through the same or are going through the same things as me. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can relate with that part. When you're trying to tell your story, they make you feel like you're against them, or you're lying, or you're not being nice to them. I can totally relate to that. It's just an African parent type of thing, because in their mind, they didn't do anything bad or they didn't do anything wrong. So when you're saying your experience and how they made you feel, it's like, what are you talking about? Like, I never did that, you know? So I totally understand. It's African parent thing. Like, I, at this point, I wouldn't even take it personal. It's just the way they're wired, I guess. So just, you know, keep building up your confidence, keep helping other girls build up their confidence, and just live your life, because nobody else can live your life for you, right? Except you. So just, yeah, just remember that. So before we do go, any last thing you would like to tell the listeners out there?
So I would say that I know this life is not easy. There's always going to be ups and downs, but all you have to do is just believe in yourself, work hard on yourself and your goals. Stand up for yourself and try your best to put yourself in other people's shoes. So don't do things to people that you don't wish that they're like doing to you. Like, if you don't want to do something, don't do something to people that you don't wish that tomorrow they will be doing it to you. So put yourself in your in their shoes, and just make sure to live for yourself, because when you're buried, you're not going to be buried with anyone else, just for yourself. Yeah.
Yes, those are great tips. And thank you so much for coming on to share your story. And I really appreciate you. And please do help more girls, because, and guys, you know, because they do need, especially kids nowadays, they need that extra love, extra step to help them build up their self-esteem, because everything you do in life comes down to your self-esteem and your self-worth and your self-confidence. So thank you for the work that you do, and do have yourself a lovely day.
Thank you. You as well.
Big, big thank you to our guest for today. And if you would like to learn more about today's topic, please go on howtosurvivesociety.com. There you can get some life skills courses and some merchandise, and contact me if you would like to be a guest on the show. So thank you so much for tuning in, and have yourself a lovely day. Today is a great day to start your own podcast. Whether you're looking for a new marketing channel, have a message you want to share with the world, or just think it would be fun to have your own talk show, podcasting is an easy, inexpensive, and fun way to expand your reach online. Buzzsprout is hands down the easiest and best way to launch, promote, and track your podcast. Your show can be online and listed in all the major podcast directories like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and more, within minutes of finishing your recording. Podcasting isn't hard when you have the right partners, and the team at Buzzsprout is passionate about helping you succeed.
Join over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to get their message out to the world. Let's create something great together. So if you ever need help to start your own podcast, reach out to me. And then, you know what you can do also? You know, you can follow the link in the show notes, that lets Buzzsprout know that I sent you, so you can get a $20 Amazon gift card when you sign up for a paid plan. And you can also support the show that way. So yeah, so if you're looking to start your own podcast, reach out to me, follow the link under the notes show, and you'll be able to sign up and get a $20 Amazon card. Yeah.